it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hugs Podcast.
What's up, homies?
Hey, everyone. What's happening?
Hey, I hope you're all doing good. I'm acting a little bit different in this particular episode. It's just because I'm now a music superstar.
Pop star.
I'm a pop star rapper. Chargay Evans by Lukey Beach hit the music stores everywhere, and the world will never be the same.
Yeah, you're a living pop star, alive. He's not.
Yes, I might be a little bit different, is all I'm going to say. Because I didn't want success to change me, but until it happens, you can't really say, you know?
Yeah, it just, you created a monster.
Yeah, I'm now a monster. So what if I'm the monster? Gabby Hanna.
Yeah, so Lucas is a pop star.
Yep.
In the studio all day. He took an hour off to do the podcast.
Yeah, I'm currently planning a worldwide tour.
Yep,
sipping out of my LaCroix.
I'm going to be the opening act, but I'm not going to be singing. I'm just going to be doing a little skits. It's going to be like a live SNL for 15 minutes before.
You should.
Yeah.
Just like jumping around. You could also learn how to do stunts. Like, you could be the opening act and just, like, do trapeze and stuff.
Oh, and, like, get out of boxes and stuff.
Yeah. A rabbit that comes out of hats.
Yeah, so it's, like, based off SNL, but also there's, like, magic. It's for everyone. For the whole family.
Oh, boy. So, in the past week, I became a pop star, and also we got into an altercation at a fast food joint.
Oh, yeah. This happened yesterday. Yeah.
So, should we just start from the beginning?
Yeah, let's do. So we our mom got ordered pizza, for the whole fam bam.
I know. Because of this quarantine, I just feel like I'm living. Like, I feel like a little kid again. Mom ordered me pizza. But mom got the whole fam pizza. It was actually pizza from a gas station, which sounds gross, but it's so good.
Yeah, like, it sounds like a trashy, but it's
good. So if, like, you live near a gas station and it says homemade pizza or pizza of any kind, like, get on that.
I know, it's probably really good.
And it's just way cheaper than other ones, but it's way better.
Yeah, like, it's cheesy. It's really just authentic Italian food.
I think we've already covered that gas station food is good.
Oh, I love the nacho cheese dispenser.
Yeah, the
cheese comes out.
Even off-brand icy.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Their hamburgers are also always really good that are just sitting in that warm-up thing.
Oh, yeah, so one thing about gas station hamburgers is that they're always, when you bite into them, it feels like you're biting into something that isn't put together. It seems like it's a crumbling apart when you bite into it.
It reminds me of It reminds me of school lunch food.
Yeah, except a step up, though.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And pizza is always good, too.
Oh, yeah, because when you get... But something about the ices is that when you get it from the movie theater, they fill it up for you, but then at the gas station, you can fill it up for yourself.
I know, you could also probably get yourself a free refill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care.
Wait, how come they're... Not that anybody should be doing this, but how come I've never seen a TikTok of someone taking in a hydro flask and filling it up with icy?
Oh, is that would go viral? Let's do that after this.
But you still pay for it.
No. There was a whole trend on TikTok about being a shoplifter. So, I don't know...
What type of algorithm are you in?
They get so many likes, and it just is about people saying, I shoplift, but they only do it from big corporations, they said. Like, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying I just found it weird that like because I didn't know there was a place on the internet where people are admitting they're shoplifters. I don't know if it's a joke or not, though.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they said that they wouldn't ever do it from a smaller business, though, because they actually need
also
the money.
Also, it's sort of like they're being like, F the rich. And that's like their part of helping F the rich.
Yeah, they just say like they steal Coke from the drug, no, that I mean, Coke, like the Coca-Cola from Walmart. Yeah.
Nicole Byer, the comedian, I one time listened to her on a podcast where she talked about how she went through a stage when she was like always shoplifting, and she ended up in JCPenney jail. There's a jail.
Oh my gosh. It was from someone else's podcast. I learned that there was a JCPenney jail.
Wait, was it Nicole Byer?
No, it was another person. But they went to JCPenney jail.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing, and you're locked in a cage back there. And like, is that, I guess that's legal. Like, is it just like they're during a citizen's arrest maybe?
But are you saying that if I created my own stall and it's a real stall that you can go to in real life, I can create a jail there?
I think probably like there has to be limits. Like you can't keep them locked up for like more than an hour.
Then also,
like, because the actual police would come and take you to like an, or do you end up going to a regular jail? Forgot the end of the story. Did she get shipped to a regular jail or did JCPenney keep her for a few days?
So the story that I heard, they went to JCPenney's jail and then they told them that the cops were coming and then they were underage when it happened. So then the cop just made them go to like therapy or something.
Oh.
Because I guess they did it kind of often. But
she had to go to like...
Yeah, but I don't know like what happens if you shoplift. Like, do you actually go to jail?
I mean, I think it depends like the extent, but I think eventually you would.
Yeah, so there isn't a lot of people, but I've heard like a few people say like they had a phase where they shoplifted. Did you?
I actually never did, being completely honest. But I do remember the one time I ever stole. This is why like it's good to get things out of your system before like you're 6 years old. Because then you, like, take authority so seriously at that age. So, like, remember, I stole chocolate from this local grocery store in my hometown. And somehow, like, the cash register or something, I forgot exactly what happened, but, like, a worker told mom that I stole when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, mom got so mad at me and, like, told me, like, that's horrible. Like, don't ever steal. Like, that's just... So then, like, it was just in my mind, like, never steal.
Oh.
So I never did it after that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure one time when I was at Walmart, I stole a piece of candy, and she just got so mad and, like, yeah, maybe embarrassed me. I kind of forgot, but yeah.
I know. So if you're a parent, like, when someone under the age of 8 does something bad, like, make them to the point of humiliation so they'll know to never do that.
Yeah, because for some reason, to me, shoplifting sounds so scary. It way too, like...
Maybe that's what people need to go to therapy for it. Because maybe they're just doing it for the thrill, some of these, like, teenagers.
Yeah, or just... Yeah, because it's... Yeah, and then... So, not saying that any types of crime I can understand, but I'm saying, like, with robbing a house or robbing a store, I feel like there's... You're putting so much... I feel like it's so easy to get caught.
I just pulled a hair out of my mouth.
Oh, it's fine.
It's a white hair. It's Luna's. Why was that in my mouth? How long has it been in there?
Probably like the last day.
We're currently 7.5 minutes into this podcast, and I just found out there was a hair in my mouth.
This sounds gross, but that happens kind of often. Not often, but like our family has so many pets.
Oh, yeah. So you just always have hair. But anyways, we are totally off track. So my mom ordered us all gas station pizza. Supposed to come at 5:45. So around 5:40, all gathered around the front door, trying to keep calm, just being like, okay, any second now.
First, we need to tell people, like, there's probably people watching that are like, wait, you guys eat at 5:45?
Those
people that eat at 8? There's probably a few of them
watching. I never understood that. Like, LA friends, when they're like, go out to dinner at 9, it's like, is this the second dinner or what? Because I'm going to have to eat before that, or I'm going to pass out.
Or I was reading someone's book, and they said... And they said that turning 40 is one of the big things about turning 40 is that you no longer want to eat dinner after 6:30. And I was so confused.
It's like,
I
guess we're already 40.
Yeah, I'm 19 and I want to eat dinner before 6:30.
We've already discussed this off the podcast, but like, I still don't understand how people wait till 9. Like, maybe they're having later lunches. Do they utilize snacks more? Because like, I actually don't snack at all in the afternoons. So like, maybe that's why I eat earlier. But like, are these people at 4 o'clock having some sort of big snack? Or like, how are they making it till 9 and not eating? Because I get hangry.
Yeah, and one of my only examples of how this works was one time when me and Lucas were walking on a road in LA. We saw Josh Flagg eating lunch, and he's on Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles.
He's a realtor.
Yeah, so since he's really rich, I just assume he eats dinner at 9. And he was eating, I'm assuming it was lunch.
That's a rich thing, eating dinner at 9.
For some reason, I assume.
Okay, what time was he eating lunch?
I'm pretty sure it was 3 o'clock. So if you eat lunch at 3 o'clock,
but
sorry
also,
for keep slapping my knee.
How are you even getting till 3 o'clock without eating lunch?
I think they eat breakfast at like 11.
So do they wake up late?
There is a lot of questions.
I know.
But maybe
I just
they
don't
just
get
walk
it.
Out without eating. Oh, not as, like, I don't know.
I'm also very mad because intermittent fasting is a new trend now, and I'm naturally an intermittent faster. Like, I remember growing up before school, mom or my older sisters, for some reason, took it into their hands to force me to eat breakfast. Like, saying, you have to. Like, I'm sorry. You just have, like, would force me.
Yeah.
And I remember actually feeling like, I'm going to be sick if I eat. Like, I just do not want to eat. And then, over time of my 26 years of life, I've now forced myself to eat breakfast. So now it's a habit. Where before, I was an intermittent faster, and people didn't realize the health benefits, and they told me it was bad. And now it's all the rage, and it's already out of my system.
I know. That I was so wild when you told me that. Because if you tried to go back, you're not going to feel the same.
Yeah.
But I did hear that intermittent fasting, it makes you like, I don't know if people, I think it's to get skinny or get healthier. But I heard that this is just off a YouTube video, but I heard that just that the effects last for a few months, but then once you do it for more than a few months, it doesn't change anything. Which I guess kind of makes
sense. Also, I just realized that I probably was never actually an intermittent faster.
Because you ate dinner, you ate snacks that night.
Yeah, like I wouldn't eat breakfast, but I would eat at like midnight.
But 12... Oh, yeah, so I do intermittent fasting, but like for like 11 hours.
I mean, is that just normal?
But it's still like fasting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyways, I'm so sorry about this long-winded story time. So my mom ordered breakfast and sorry, pizza. She ordered pizza.
Breakfast pizza?
It wasn't breakfast. It was just regular pizza at 5:45. Okay, it gets to 5:50, and jokingly, we were like, okay, mom, call them and see what happens. And for some reason, she actually called them. It was only 5 minutes late, and it was kind of... But she, for some reason, was like, wait, did I order it? And she was like, whatever, I'm going to call them. And
yeah.
She said, I know it's only been 5 minutes since the delivery date, the delivery time, but did you guys process it? Because I didn't get a confirmation email. And they said, oh, yeah, the driver's already on the way. Don't worry. And we're like, okay, everyone took a deep breath.
Yeah.
Then it gets to 6:00. Still not here.
And mom calls again.
I think she probably called again at 6:05.
Yeah, probably.
It probably was 6:00 realistically, but I'm going to say 6:05 so we don't seem like psychopaths.
Yeah, so when she called, I felt embarrassed for her because...
I know, I was like, you have some confidence, girl.
It reminded me of, I don't want to go off another tangent, I'll only tell the story if maybe we've already said it. When one time we were at Cheesecake Factory and this like little boy was probably like... it's funny saying little boy to me because it sounds weird.
He literally was a little boy. Yeah, he was like 10.
He was probably like 10 and his family was eating. And for some reason, he went up to the waiter and said, do you still, when is our food going to be out?
Yeah, he said, when is our food going to be out? And for some reason, it doesn't even sound funny right now. But at the moment, it was the funniest thing ever. Because it was
kid,
just sit the F down. Like, you're going to go ask the waiter every second when the food's ready?
So mom called the Casey's and then I think she asked, So my name's, she said her name and she said, is my auto in the system? So then they actually checked.
And then they
time.
Said, okay, we'll actually check this.
Let's
time.
Keep in mind, I don't think you mentioned this. The first time she called, she said her name. She was like, is my pizza coming?
And they said, yes, delivery's on the way. Quote, yeah. I wasn't actually on the phone, but my mom said, on the way.
Yeah, and then she calls back, says her name again, and then they probably put the effort in and search her name. And then they say,
it's not even in the system.
While this is going on, before she called, she was like, wait, I haven't been charged though. So we already got a suspicion, like we were already planning what's going to go on next. Frozen food,
so then it turned out it was never even in the system.
Yeah, it was never in the system, but yeah, so we just...
And then
didn't
she was just,
pizza.
But she was just nice and she was like, okay, no problem. But like that person at the gas station didn't even check the system the first time. But to their defense, they probably were so annoyed that it had only been 5 minutes. They were like, it's on the way. This happens all the time. Sorry, it's not exactly the right time.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't even bother to look.
Wait, can we praise someone for, okay. So when this was happening, I didn't even think this, but you just now mentioned it. So when mom called them the second time, they said the pizza isn't ready. She literally wasn't mean about it. She just acted like it was normal. But I just now realized how nice that is. She just...
Wait, but did she order the pizza?
She's such a god.
I'm pretty sure she didn't even order a pizza, so technically it was her fault.
But she obviously did.
I thought she said she didn't order a pizza and she forgot that she hadn't put it in. I don't know.
Wait. We need to... Can I call mom right now and find out the actual story? Because I'm getting confused because what I thought happened, I thought she called them and for some reason they were busy or something. But I'm going to call them right now because if she didn't even order it...
Then she's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Put it on speaker. By the way, this isn't even the actual good part of the story.
Mom?
What?
We're filming the podcast right now and we want to hear, did you order the pizza last night or did you forget to order it, but you thought you ordered it?
No, I ordered it, but I think I must have forgot to push send.
Oh, so you ordered it online?
Yes, I ordered it online, and I must have forgot to finish it all the way through.
Are you sure, though, or was it the gas station's fault?
No, I ordered it.
Wait, but you didn't... So was it the gas station's fault or your fault if you were in court
no,
right now?
I think I just did a percent.
So you're taking the blame.
But the thing is that you're just... You're acting like you don't know for sure, but this is like an actual big deal.
No, I think I probably like said I wanted delivered. I gave the credit card number, then I just stopped there and didn't percent.
Okay, we got the information. Thank you.
Thank you for your info.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you too. Okay, yeah, so she basically just forgot to order it.
So anyway, no one was actually really that mad because we all were just so excited, like, okay, turns out we have to get Raising Cane's. Okay.
Can we talk about for a second how we don't even need to come up with topics for this podcast because I feel like we could make this story into a 40-minute thing. Raising Cane's pizza delivery fight.
So no one was even mad. That's the weirdest thing. Nobody was mad in the whole room because we were so excited. It's like, finally, we can get Raising Cane's. We didn't even want this pizza from the gas station.
And somehow, like, even though it was only six, my, like, hunger that I had just, like, went back in my stomach because I was like, I can wait another 30 minutes.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, let's go to Raising Cane's.
So, if you don't know, it's, like, a chicken place. I think it's almost everyone that you
know. Yeah, they say
nowadays.
Best toast from coast to coast. So, if it's not near you, either you don't live in America or you're just unlucky and it's not in your town.
Yeah, so it's a bucket of grease. It's fried chicken strips, fried french fries.
It makes Chick-fil-A just seem like a health place.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Raising Cane's is where you get down, dirty, greasy.
Yeah, this place does remind me, if you fasted for 12 days and you went to the doctor and they said, you need to eat else you're going to die of hypothermia, you would eat this.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know.
I feel like Chick-fil-A is like a friend who... you can have fun with, but they don't let you get down and black out. But Raising Cane's is like, we're going to do stuff that we just know for we regret. We'll maybe ruin our lives. Like, it just, like, it's the friend you can end up in jail with.
Okay, I have one more, like, comparison. I think I know what it is. Chick-fil-A is a happy marriage. That's so good.
Yeah.
But then Raising Cane's is like a 50-year-old who's been married, got divorced, but they're just hooking up with everyone, like, which is fine, and they taste really good, but... all I'm saying is that you probably don't want to eat it out.
Yeah,
the time,
it's like,
but it's also like clean.
If you had to pick something for every day, you'd probably pick Chick-fil-A. But if you want something to just for a little thrill, you pick Raising Cane's.
Yeah, just down.
So we're so excited, Raising Cane's. Oh my God, Raising Cane's sauce, the fries, the crinkle cut, the big greasy garlic bread, the chicken tenders. We're just so excited. Sunday night dinner. Let it all hang out.
Yeah, so I wasn't expecting this, but we get there. It's fucking busy.
Which makes sense. You can't go inside because of current situation. So everyone's in the drive-thru. And even before this whole corona situation, Raising Cane's is just packed because everyone's obsessed with
it. Yeah,
it's wrapped around the building almost twice. It's wrapped around the building 1.5 times. We noticed that and we're like, should we still go here? And I calmed down the car and told everyone, like, it's fine. You guys, like, I've been in this situation. The line moves pretty fast.
It's so funny. I've been in this situation.
And I was like, the line moves pretty fast. They have a bunch of chicken stacked up in the room and they just handed out the window.
I was wooded out, though, because this Raising Cane's, it reminded me of the busy In-N-Out in Hollywood. That one's so busy and it reminded me of that one.
I know. So it was just packed. And we saw the whole situation with the line. It was like the beginning of the line was at the end of the drive-thru. So it was like you had to leave a space in the line because you had to let the people out of the drive-thru when they get their food. And then you would, once like the car moves up, you would move up to the other part of the line. But you had to leave a space in the line for the people in the drive-thru to be nice to let them out.
Yeah. So you had to leave a space because it was wrapped around like
so
twice.
We're just waiting there. Just like, I think just listening to music, not even really just thinking of anything. A car speeds through in front of us and gets in line in front of us. And it's like, bitch, do you understand that space is to let the people out of the drive-thru?
Well, when this first happened, I wasn't even thinking that. I just was thinking they budged in front of us.
At first I was like, okay, like I just want to see the best in them. So I'm like, they're going to be like so apologetic. Like if you budge in front of someone at Raising Cane's, like at dinner, like everyone's hungry, hangry, like they're going to apologize. And I was like, okay, they'll apologize and it'll all be fine. dead silent, looking forward. Don't even care that they budged in front of us, another car. The people in the drive-thru who just got their food flipped them off.
Oh, yeah. So,
the funniest part.
So I thought we were the only ones that were like mad and like, and the people that were just got their food couldn't get out. And then they looked at us and like,
yeah.
And they were like,
they tried
like,
to get us angry. Yeah. They looked at us like, what the hell? And they were pointing at the car who budged and like, what's going on?
Yeah. Like, both of our windows are closed. So like, we don't know what we're saying, but yeah. Like, we were both, you could tell like rage. And I am honestly surprised that like they didn't get out of their car.
I know. Like, they were so pissed. And then we like did more motions to them. Like, yeah, what the hell's going on? And then they did more motions to us.
Yeah.
And then they flipped off the person in front of them. And during the whole thing, I did kind of feel bad for the girl who budgeted in front of us, because if that was me and I did it on accident, I would feel so like awkward.
Oh yeah, because
she might have just done it on accident.
We looked pissed, and then the people in the driveway were flipping her off.
I know,
but we need to keep in mind that the reason why it could have been an accident, but the reason why I don't think it was an accident, because there was so many cars behind us, and then also. The way we were, she had to sneak
squeeze
through.
Around us.
Yeah, because if it was a thing where there was a bunch of room that she could squeeze through, then I'd be like, it was probably an accident. But this was the type of thing where like she had to do measurements and be like, does my SUV fit through here?
It was so funny,
so
because
it wasn't.
We're not gonna name any names, but people in the car were thinking of ways to get revenge, and they were like saying like, when she's ordering her food, we're gonna be honking, and it's like, that's just so annoying. And then when I'm the angel in this situation, because I literally told everyone, I'm like, you guys, like, calm down. And then people came at me and said, boo, you're a pushover. Like, you just let people stomp on you in life. And then I was trying to defend myself and be like, but is it going to help?
It
you know?
Isn't that serious of a situation.
And then I thought like, and then my fear was like, we honked when she's ordering. And then the workers get annoyed at us and then like spit in our food.
Yeah. So my worst fear is getting spit in the food. And I think during this whole scenario, I obviously was like a little bit, maybe not a little bit, but out of some other people in the car, I'm not going to name names. I feel like I was being a little bit more quiet. But then I also want to say something. When this was happening and people were attacking you for saying, wait, but you're going to let people step on you?
I know.
Okay, for some reason in that moment, I got this big picture and I was like, what is the middle ground? So maybe not in this scenario, but what's the middle ground of not letting people step on you, but also stepping your ground so people don't think you're just a pushover?
I mean, I guess an actual, like, this is just a fast food thing, but...
But this like connects to actual shit.
Yeah, I guess how you behave in what situation is how you behave everywhere.
So I feel like
maybe I'm the type of person who just, like, I let people stomp on me, and I would just... If someone did stomp on me or betray me, like, I won't attack them, but I'll just have in my mind, like, I'll never trust them again. So I'm, like, more of a silent one. Like, I don't attack.
Oh, yeah. So my thing was, if we're going to bring this to a real-life scenario and it was only me in the car, I wouldn't mention it this time. But if it was for some reason the same girl who did it again, the second time, I don't know how I'd mention it, but I probably would mention it.
Yeah, or, like, change the situation and the girl who budged in front of us was someone I knew, I'd probably just realize, like, oh, I can't trust that person anymore. And never let them know that and just slowly cut them off.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, that's crazy. A drive-through fight really lets you know who everyone is in the car, like what their fighting style is, how they behave, you know?
And if we're being honest, everyone in the car like had like a appropriate, like some people are badass bitches, but then other people in the middle, some people pushovers,
say we get out of the car and go up to her. Like we go up to her so mad and say, you budged in front of us. What the hell? And she says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to. Like, I don't know what to do now because it's so crowded. There's no way to switch spots. Like, then what? Or yeah. She cusses back at us and it becomes this whole white trash fight.
Oh, yeah.
There's really no winning.
It does sound super white trash.
Yeah,
if
fighting.
We did do
also,
anything.
It's just embarrassing yelling about, like, I mean, actually about raising canes. Like, why are we in a physical, why are we in a verbal fight with someone over this?
Yeah, the whole thing was just so funny when it was happening.
So just some petty, there's such big drama going on in the world, but just wanted to feed you guys some petty drama to feed your souls.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was probably one of the most recent fast food incidents, because I don't think that's happened since I've been like really little, at least not that I can think of.
Yeah.
The only other one I can compare it to, this isn't actually anything big, but when you're in a drive-thru and there's two drive-thrus because they're like that busy and like you don't know who goes first. But that's
not even
a fight. Oh, yeah,
because there was one time at the In-N-Out Hollywood, which Jacob already said is a shit show.
Yeah.
And I pulled in and someone threw something at my car. Because I must have done something wrong. Because I thought it was every other person pulls in because it was two different directions going in.
Yeah.
I pulled in this other car. Everyone in the car was like mad, yelling, and they threw something at my car.
What did they throw?
Just like a piece of trash.
What?
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what I did in that situation, but, like, I did it innocent. I didn't know I was doing anything
Here's
bad.
The thing is that I'm acting like they're crazy, but maybe if I was in those shoes,
that's the scariest thing about L.A. driving. Like, this has never happened anywhere else, but in L.A., like, there's been, I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, but there's been multiple times where, like, someone pulls up next to me and starts yelling at me, and I'm like, I have no idea what I did wrong.
Didn't you once see, like, someone with a motorcycle bash someone's windshield because they were mad or something?
That was so scary. Okay, what happened? I forgot what happened. It was something
people
like...
People get mad when they
like
drive.
Like, a car... I forgot what it was. Like, they accidentally pulled out of a... It was a four-way stop, and somebody went accidentally ahead or something.
Yeah.
And this guy on a motorcycle, like, was really mad. So he got out of the car and, like, hit their windshield so hard. And, like, it was so scary.
Yeah. Why is it a thing? I just now thought about this. But everyone, it seems like there's always a topic about, oh, my gosh, I get aggressive when I drive. But why is it when driving, like, why isn't when, like... What's something more important? I don't know. I can't think of anything. But why does that happen when driving?
I feel like that can only happen
why
in...
Why is driving so intimate?
But I feel like that can only happen in cities, though. Like, big, anonymous cities like LA.
No, but I feel like even just... But people always talk about, like, oh, like, people always have like, shitty people, shitty drivers.
Yeah.
But why is cow driving cause this much
I don't know.
Controversy?
But I think in LA, the reason why people are more vocal about it and, like, cussing you out, flipping you off,
know you
is
won't
because, like,
see them.
Everyone's just so anonymous. Like, you're never going to see them again. Whereas
yeah.
if you're, like, in a more small town or just another small, a smaller city, it's like, oh, like, they might work
some
with my mom.
Don't
or, like,
anonymous.
Yeah, it's like, they might know someone in my family, and then I know look like an asshole.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yeah, just wanted to share with you guys that rage. I have a few screenshots.
How long has this been on for? Because I'm actually curious.
It has been 26 minutes. Oh, your microphone just fell. Oh my God! Speaking of fast food, I got a DM on Instagram that I need to address.
A fast food place DM'd you?
Oh no, this is about a fast food restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even gonna say the name of the. Should I say the name of the fast food restaurant? It doesn't even matter. It's McDonald's. That's like the biggest one ever.
I mean, it doesn't matter because then, like, if it was Carl's Jr., it's like, wait, you might be like one of those. You might be the next Kim Kardashian eating the burger all sexy, but with McDonald's, like. Most likely, they aren't going to give anyone a commercial.
Plus, if McDonald's is listening, I still love McDonald's, even though this happened to someone. Because I understand you have so many stores that it's not always going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But they said, you will not believe this happened. Funny story for the podcast. Today, I got a McDonald's order through Uber Eats, and there was two other customers effing receipts in my drink.
This wasn't DM'd me, too,
they
by
said,
the way.
At the bottom of my drink cup. Was two receipts. I called the store because how effing gross. And she told me that sometimes they use cups as a trash can and they accidentally gave her a trash cup.
Ew.
And she said, and she drank the whole thing as the grossest thing. Like, she drank the whole drink and realized, what the hell is this? And there was receipts. And then she called the store and they said, oh my God, we're so sorry. We sometimes use the drinks as, like, you know, just putting random junk in there. And, like, we must have accidentally filled one of the junk cups.
Ew.
How would you feel? I wouldn't be that grossed out because, like, receipt, but, like, who knows? Maybe
I think if there was, like, gross or shit, I still think it's weird, but yeah. Did she still get an actual drink or did she just not order a drink? Or did she not give that info?
She didn't give the info.
I feel like the order.
Maybe she
fine,
got a few coupons over a few McChickens.
Oh, yeah. A few McDonald's coupons.
Also, last podcast, we talked about the Lake of the Ozarks and how our family was planning on going on a vacation there.
A bunch of people emailed us about that.
Somebody went on the Crookshank subreddit. Notice how I called it subreddit. People said that. I used to call it our own Reddit, but it's a subreddit.
Oh, yeah. I learned what that was like a few months ago.
Knew about subreddits, but I think it's still cool to call it the Crookshank Reddit. Like, we have our own whole entire Reddit website.
Not just a
subreddit. They said, so pertaining to the Lake of the Ozarks they were talking about in the most recent video, I have tea on it. I've been there, and it's such a big lake that so many people die there. It's so dangerous because it gets so crowded. And they said someone dies there, like, every weekend. They said, I'm so thankful the Crookshank brothers were spared by not going there.
Oh, because it's so busy, though, right?
I know, so thank God it got canceled.
I know. I guess, like, I can see people dying every weekend, but it just isn't a big deal anymore if it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So now should we get into the topic of the podcast?
Oh, yeah. So a couple weeks ago when we were filming a video of the Thick Boys series, a national series that we do, I found out that thick and thin questions are a thing. So, like, a thick question is a question that you have to put thought into. And I guess people learn about this in elementary school, what this means. But then a thin question is a yes or no, kind of this easy question.
Yeah, so deep versus non-deep questions.
Yeah, so our mom sent us a couple. I think she got most of them from the internet. I'm just not looking at them.
So our mom came up with these thick and thin questions for us to answer and just reveal more about it. I actually found one on Reddit that I want to ask first.
Oh, okay, ask it.
It's what's scarier to you? The idea that we're alone, that we're not alone in the universe, or that we are alone? So what's scarier, the fact that there could be aliens roaming around, or the fact that, like, we're the only civilization and, like, the only habited planet and all the other, there's literally no life besides us on this gigantic, like, everlasting universe?
Oh, to me, the scarier one is we're the only ones.
I know, that's what I think, too, because, like, even though there might be some evil alien species that could, like, hurt us, I feel like it's way scary to think, like, we're the most intelligent things on this planet, this whole entire universe.
Yeah, so the reason why the other one doesn't scare me as much, because this might sound naive, but for some reason I feel like if an alien talked to me later tonight and I was in my backyard and I was the only one involved, so I'm not talking about the government was involved, they just were talking to me, so they based me off other humans. And I feel like if I obviously showed a little bit of scaredness because it's like, you're an alien. But I feel like if you were nice to them, just like humans, then they wouldn't do anything to me. And like I don't picture them to, but who knows, maybe they'd like blow us all up. But what I picture is them to just be nice and just want a lawn. Just like how we would want to do with them.
Yeah.
But then I guess if more people got involved, I could picture it getting kind of aggressive. Like wars and shit.
Oh, yeah. If there actually are aliens, it makes sense why they never have contacted us, because they would just know that, like, oh, this species wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah.
Because, like, we would obviously probably just start shooting at the sky and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd be like, unfortunately, like, if you shoot at us, we have to blow up your whole planet. And they just don't want to do that. So they're like, unfortunately, we just won't visit that planet because they're just a little bit not civilized enough, you know?
Oh, yeah. They haven't got to a level of wokeness.
But yeah, the creepiest thing would be, like, if there really is no other planet that has life and, like, we actually are just alone in the universe.
I know, because then it basically just leads the question of, if there is aliens, like, where do we all go? Like, that's the end question that I think of when I think about that. When you first asked that question, I thought you were going to mention something on this video that I watched. It showed up in my recommended. It was called, like, 12 Emotions that no one can explain. And I thought you were going to talk about that. It's like emotions that you can't explain how they feel.
Oh.
It's like one of them was like one of the emotions that I guess you might not feel often, but maybe sometimes like really, really you feel it. Is knowing that no one will actually ever like fully understand you. That's kind of weird to think about.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's one of those things that, like, you might feel it for, like, 5 minutes one random day, but you can't really explain it because it doesn't, I guess it just...
Oh, that is crazy when you actually think about it.
I know. There was, like, 12 of them, and they don't happen often, but it was just weird thinking about them because you actually can't explain it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we get into the ones that Mom asked?
Yes.
Okay. So these are the thick ones. So the really deep ones, thick, big ass. What event would you rather die than live through?
Oh, probably.
Let's also say that when she texted me these, they're out in uppercase. So like, they're
it's
important.
Like you're getting screamed at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just proves that she copied and pasted it.
Yeah, it's probably from a website.
Mom plagiarized her homework. I would say my thing that I would rather die than live through would be a global nuclear war.
Oh,
like if all these, like if America nuked a country, which caused them to nuke us, which just caused like a gigantic, like so many nuclear weapons going on. I just don't think I'd want to live through that because that'd just be terrifying.
Yeah. So like mine would just be, it doesn't completely answer the question, but it kind of just goes into Lucas's if basically everyone died in like a matter of like a week.
Oh, yeah, or if, like, that'd be so creepy, like, if, like, 99% of the population did and you were the 1%, like, would you even want to be?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, like, being in such, like, a scared state of mind where, like, basically, like Lucas said, like, 99% of the people are going to die.
Because you would just know,
so
like,
weird.
Society would never be that. There wouldn't even be a society, you know what I mean? Like, whoever was in charge, like, out of the 1% could make it like the worst society ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then how would that even, it would just be so weird.
Also like no more reality shows or anything.
Yeah, because there's only 1%.
Also, if like, imagine if like Ariana Grande wasn't in the 1%. Like, no more Ariana Grande music either.
Yeah, what if no one was good at like singing or acting?
Yeah, or like what if you were like the best actor alive and it's like, I guess I'll start doing plays for you guys, but like it's probably not going to have the same emotion that you'd feel from Meryl Streep or something. But I'll try my hardest, I guess.
Because if there's 1% of the population left, for some reason what I'm picturing, well, first of all, we need to get down to, I don't know how you guys would out-meet, but for some reason what I'm picturing is you guys made a city. Somehow you guys out-meet.
I'm not picturing spread out. It's like, unfortunately, like, if there's only 1% of us left, like, we're putting gates up and everyone's staying in this one part.
Yeah, so what I'm picturing is, like, it's not, there's no money. And then I picture, like, it turns into one of those Roman things, like, back in the day, the Greeks or whatever, where, like, it just, like, okay, since everything's ruined, like let's just build a city.
And it's also just, like, corruption. Like, it could go the other way, and it's, like, the most amazing society ever, and it's better than, like, right now. But, or it could go the other way, where, like, they're, like, oh, we're jealous of this person, so we're going to burn them and say they're a witch.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Because if you want a ton of 200 people and you like thought these were the only people alive, you would like if 50 other people agreed with this, you would kind of have to agree with it because you're like, I'm not going to die with them.
Yeah, you would actually, all of like your primal, everything like primal that they say that you don't need anymore would actually be a thing. Like how they say like social anxiety is caused because back in the olden days, like you had to fit in with your peers or you would literally be cut out of the tribe and then just be on your own in the middle of nothing. You don't have nowhere to survive, you know, unless you were just fending for yourself.
Yeah.
All that would like, there would actually be an actual reason to have social anxiety because you'd be like, if I don't fit in with this tribe that I'm in, then I'm just executed, you know?
Yeah. All those would come back. But then it would, there's just so many scenarios for this. If for some reason 1% of the population was alive, because what if it was just like a bunch of when I'm saying weird people, I'm talking about people that just like that out of the norm. So like, I guess you could say whoever, but that'd be kind of cool. If it was just like a bunch of just
like the weirdos.
Yeah. It's like, it was just like a bunch of like people from reality shows, but then just random, like random, like Miley Cyrus hippie people.
Oh yeah,
floating around the world and like that. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I know.
Okay, the next one. How would you react if there was an irrefutable proof that God doesn't exist? How about if there was? Okay, I don't really know how to say this word, but irrefutable. It's saying it again. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it just means like there's a like 100% that God doesn't exist.
Oh, it's asked. She accidentally put the same question twice.
Or she's like, what would you do if there was a 100% chance he did exist?
Does exist and doesn't. It's different questions. So it can be God or just like mean, or just like a does, supreme power.
What
I
does
guess.
God mean though? Like if someone like if someone said God doesn't exist, I'd be like, oh, do you mean like God as in like the Bible God or like there's literally no higher meaning? If that was the case, that would be terrifying.
Wait, okay. Okay, so when I read this question, can we put it in the sense of like not God in the Bible, but
no higher power. Yeah, of anything.
So like you don't even need to call him God, I guess. But just when you die, like, those like either it's like three people or just not even people. It's like a I don't know, but there's something higher. So what would you react
if there was no such thing as that?
Yeah, I would wonder.
I'd probably go through like a state of like feeling sad, being like, oh, there's no meaning. But then I would just hopefully I would come to a place where I'd just be like, well, even if there is no meaning, might as well. Like, still have the best time you can, you know?
Yeah. Or if there is an higher power, then if I know this, I know what happens, though. Because I don't know if, like... Yeah,
I feel like I would go through a stage where I'd be sad, but then I'd just, like, be, like... That's kind of, like, just life right now. Like, nobody really knows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's what I was thinking. Because what I feel like if someone told me this and they had proof, I feel like I would obviously kill, but I don't think I'd be that affected because, like, part of me already thinks, like, oh, like, that is a possibility, so what does it really change? Okay, now, if there is a God.
Well, it would depend. If it was, like, just a higher power, I'd be like, oh, that's so cool. But if it was, like, everything in the Bible is completely real, and that's 100% true, I'd be, like, actually kind of scared because I'd be like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to hell then.
Oh, I'd be also worried out because what if it seemed all happy, but it was actually, like, a dictator?
I know that would be scary.
That would be scary.
If they said God's 100% real and it's like this scary thing that you should be scared of and like he's so judgmental and all this stuff. But if it was just like, oh, there's like a loving higher power, like then I'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I guess it kind of depends like what it's like. like what people are describing it as.
Yeah.
They're describing it as like something kind of scary.
Or if they're going to use that to like make people terrified and like, you know what I mean? Like how they already have in the history.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Should we go on to the next
question? Let's go to a thin question to kind of ease the tension.
Yeah. Okay, this one's really easy. Do you like vanilla ice cream? This is one that our mom came up with, guys.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I like vanilla ice cream. Like, those butter flavors, but I like it. It's like a classic.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Have you ever seen a ghost? So with this question, this simple answer is no, but there has been times where I'm just like so scared up. Where like it's nighttime and I feel like there's someone watching me, which I don't know if that's just me being scared. But there's been so many nights where like I'm just creeped out and I think I see something, but... I've like I googled it and there was like a thing where you force yourself to see something to because you think it so much or something.
I don't know
how it works.
Mine would be no, I haven't.
Mine would be like maybe I have and I just don't know it's a ghost. Like I felt the spirit. Do you like cats or dogs better?
Dogs for sure.
Mine's probably. Dogs are really cute.
Aren't you? You said you were a cat person the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Like dogs are really cute though. But yeah, like I'm talking about like if I got a cat or dog, I'd probably get a cat.
Didn't you say you probably would never get a dog?
Oh, I can't picture myself ever getting a dog for some reason. Have you ever kissed? Okay, why did mom? This is proof that it's on my website. This is proof that she copied and pasted it. It says, "Have you ever kissed each other?" It's like, "Well, brothers."
Ew! Did she not read through these?
I honestly think she just. If I was the math teacher, she's getting a F on this assignment.
And I was like, first of all, you plagiarized. Second, you didn't even reread the questions to make sure it fits the context of whatever this is.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Do you think your model hat?
No. I mean, actually, I wouldn't. My immediate answer is no, but then, like, it came up to me. And I was like, I think if I had the right lighting and, like, the right team, I could maybe look like a model.
I know. Okay, this isn't set to sound arrogant or anything. Okay, all I'm saying is that I feel like I have confidence and I think, oh, I look good. So all I'm saying is kind of like Lucas said, if Calvin Klein said, okay, a month from now, you're going to do a Calvin Klein shoot. I'm saying I would work really hard to get a six-pack. And then if they did the photos that they do for everyone else, I think I could be on a Calvin Klein ad.
Also,
if
just
they really tried.
How, like, all different types of looks and beauty is being embraced. Now, like, I've seen people who, like, I'm not, like, celebrities who are ugly or whatever. Like, people, like, just probably, like, society would say they're ugly. But then they do a really high-fashion photo shoot, and it's like, they look so effing cool.
I know. So I actually
there's a way with the right team, the right artistic vision, you could make anyone look like a superstar.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Can we ask a question? If for some reason Vogue said, we just really want you on the cover, we're going to do a photo shoot. What would your instinct idea be? Because like they're going to have budgets and so where would it be and like what types of, because for some reason I kind of have like a vision.
I actually don't like off the top of my head. I almost feel like if that was the situation, if it was something as big as Vogue, I'd almost just want to hand it over and be like, I want to do Vogue. Like, I don't want even like my creativity to be involved because I want to have like a Vogue experience.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I might do that, but for some reason mine is like just in this moment is okay. So I'm pitching a gym locker room. and then I'm picturing me in like running shorts and then a tank top and then those striped shacks that are like the ones that are like we might yeah okay but then I'm wearing shoes but then it's like me on a wood bunch in the thing
yeah
just and it isn't like nude or anything but it just is me and then it looks like I'm like about to walk out but like it just. But
this
the vibe
sounds
of the
like
photo
a men's
shoot,
health photo shoot.
No, but the vibe of the photo shoot, this is why it's full Vogue. The vibe of the photo shoot is that I'm wearing workout clothes, but like I look so glam. And it isn't work. So I said
it's
I'm wearing a
like
tank top.
It's almost like glamorous workout clothes.
No, yeah,
though.
It's like it's a tank top that like kind of looks like a dress / suit. And like,
oh,
so I'm like,
that'd be cool.
I'm like, for some reason that sounds so cool. So
like
I'm
like
in
so
the
much,
locker room.
So much highlight on your face and oil that like, it looks like you're sweating, but like in the most glamorous, glowy way.
Yeah. And then it's like, even wearing like just tights, it's just like,
yeah.
It's just like a
maybe
ballerina
just, like,
in
one,
a locker room.
One single sweat dripping down your face too.
Yeah. So, okay. Obviously like Lucas said, it sounded like a men's health thing, but what I'm thinking about is that even as putting like some like, some like, something on my face to make it like look like glitter. And it
just my god, that is creepy. I don't know if we both just led to the same thing, but I was literally about to say the one single piece of sweat would be glitter.
Oh, that like what I was pitching was just like a bunch of sweat droplets that would like glitter.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, so the thing would be is that I'm wearing athletic clothes, but the athletic clothes are like they're like custom, yeah. and they just look, they're athletic clothes, but you can like tell like, oh, like they're made by like some high fashion
and
designer.
Like the face has no expression and almost you look a little bit tired, but like tired, but like the type of look where it's like, I'm tired, but like I'm still down to go out tonight till 4 a.m.
That's what I was pitching. Okay. For some reason I'm picturing is like Ansel Elgort.
Yeah, like somebody who like stays up all night smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and like, like I'm so tired, but I'm like so chic and I still have so much energy, but like I do like just have a tired fashion look.
Oh yeah, so like an Ansel Elgort, Pete Davidson type like underbody.
Oh yeah, look weak.
Yeah, but then you're also wearing
this. Oh, so strong at the same time.
Oh yeah, so like this middle ground, and then that, so one of the photos would be, do you guys know what I mean when I'm talking about the wood bunch?
Oh yeah, the classic locker room thing.
Yeah, but then another one, this is kind of risque, just underwear, but it's still like you look like still like glitter on the face.
Oh my god, I feel like this is more like a Rolling Stone magazine cover.
Oh, and maybe it's not Vogue, because like when you did say Men's Health, like it's not Men's Health, I think
it's like Rolling Stone.
Yeah, like it's more just like paper magazine movie too.
Oh, paper magazine.
Yeah, so for Vogue it'd be a different story.
Or like Famous Birthdays.
I'm kidding. Famous, why would you put in this much money? Okay, next question. Are you in a relationship was one of them? No,
with one
I'm
of
not.
Them?
No, was one of them. Was one of the questions. So are you in a relationship?
I am.
I am not. Do you love your mom more than anyone else in the world? She probably added this. Mine's probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because I feel like moms will always have a special
part. Yeah, you literally came out of them. How could you love anyone more than that?
Yeah.
That you came out of their body.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah to that. Didn't even have to think about it. Okay, we can just do a mom's calling me. Should I just answer it?
Sure.
Okay, done with that phone call. It was like a 10-minute conversation. We just were talking about random stuff. She wanted to know if we did the questions, and I said, yeah. Okay, the next deep question. This is basically what I was talking about earlier, the feeling that no one understands. I ever felt that no one relates to you? Maybe I have before. I feel like I have before, but this one, I don't ever want to think that, because I feel like it's kind of dumb to think that in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess in certain situations, like the thing if you've gone through something, you're like, oh, no one else could relate to this. But then you realize like people could still relate. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So I have obviously thought this too. But I don't want to think that though, because maybe no one can ever understand you. But like everyone, we're just all humans at the end of the day. I feel like we can all help each other and stuff.
100%.
Okay. This one's kind of funny that she included this. Do you think lies are necessary to have a long relationship, or honesty is the best policy? Okay, so let's talk about if you were married to someone when you're 50.
I think that you should, not just in relationships, but just in life. Like, there's certain times where you should just lie.
You
to be
so?
Nice. Like, for example, like, if I'm actually wearing something and feeling so good, and, like, you can tell that, like, the person wearing it feels so alive wearing it, or just feels cool wearing it, like, don't bring it down and tell them you hate it, even if you do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, with, like, yeah,
just, like, I feel like you should just, sometimes, like, maybe if they're directly, like, saying, please just be honest, then say it, but, like, don't go out of your way to, because I feel like some people say, like, oh, I'm just an honest person, but, like, it's like, oh, you're just being a jerk, you know?
Yeah, but, like, but with stuff like that, isn't that just being a nice person? Okay,
That's still technically lying.
But, like, if someone showed me these shoes and, like, I wasn't really thinking, but you could tell that they love them, then I would say, oh, yeah, they're cool. You should wear them. But I just feel like, oh, like, that's just, like, boosted. Like, might as, like,
but isn't,
they deserve to feel like an icon, I guess.
Yeah, but still, that's still lying.
Oh, okay, I guess it is lying, though.
I think that you should, I think lying is necessary in some, but obviously, if someone's, like, asking you about their opinion on some, like, actually wants your opinion on something, you should just tell them the truth.
Oh, yeah. I'll just say, yeah, I don't really know. We already talked about it. to what age would, because there's two more, let's just answer them. To what age would you like to live and why?
Maybe when
like we get older, there'll be like things where like you like get an injection and like you live to like your 140 or something.
Oh yeah.
I could see that being a thing.
Well, I remember growing up, like, I used to have, like, this being, like, scared of dying and stuff, or, like, being scared someone in my family would die. So I remember, like, I always would pray, saying, like, please let everyone in my family and me live to be 97. So I guess 97.
Oh, 97.
I don't know why it was 97.
Oh. Now that you speak about that, I don't know what this means, but I used to be scared of that, too, for some reason.
Like, probably so everyone scared. Goes through that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mine would probably be, I'd just say like 110, but like if I don't live to 110, I'm not gonna be mad about it. I don't think I will. Who knows? What will people say at your funeral?
Oh my god,
this one's funny. Not funny, but just like just so dark.
Hopefully,
dark.
Just like he had fun.
Yeah, I guess just like
he just had was fun. Lively. Was a horrible person.
Oh, yeah. That's the annoying thing about like that question about the funeral things is that even if I am mean to people,
everyone's gonna pretend at the funeral that was good.
Or like, is it even pretending? Because I'm assuming when someone dies, you just think about the good things. You probably don't think about like they called me a bitch one time and I was so sad about that for a month. Yeah, so I just he's a good person. He's lively.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess just he had the brightest ideas. He was lived. So hot.
Or maybe just he really lived.
Oh, no. This is what I want them to say. I wish I would have lived like that. I'm joking. I don't want all the people to live shitty lives.
Oh, yeah. I want my funeral to let people be jealous of me.
Oh, you're saying like, if only I could have done it. I'm joking. Okay. There was one more. Let me see what it was. But I thought it was like...
But that was all the thick and thin questions?
There was like another thin one, but I kind of just... skipped over it. Was do you believe in second chances?
I
don't know like what we're talking about the second chance, but with like with friendships and stuff, I believe in second chances.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a forgiving person because I feel like there's been multiple times in my life where I like start talking to someone again, like a friend or something, who people think like, oh, you should never talk to, like, some they did something, betrayed you or something, but then I just like in my mind I'm like, oh, but, like, I'm just over it.
Oh yeah, like,
and also like if
unless someone did something so bad.
Unless it was, like, so severe. But if it was just something petty from... like, why hold on to that if, like, the friendship was still... You know what I mean? Besides that one thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It all goes back to the Raising Cane's thing. Maybe I'm just a pushover.
Oh, there's one more question, actually. I forgot. This is actually the last one, guys. What does the American dream mean to you? So the American...
Sorry, non-Americans.
Oh, yeah. I guess just the dream of life. Let's change it to the dream of life.
Oh, yeah.
I guess just, like... being happy and like it's like not like in my mind just like not taking everything so seriously.
Yeah. Probably just being rich. No, I'm just kidding. Probably the American, I don't know, probably the same thing, just like doing something that like you want to do.
Yeah, but like
sounds like the most generic ass answer.
I know, this is so
hope
dumb.
You just like create, you can create something that you want to do, or you can work for somewhere that you think is cool, or
but then it's like, but then it changes for an hour. Like if someone showed me a Drake music video, then it's like, okay, I want to make this amount of money, I want to have a Bugatti, I want to, like, you know, like all that stuff too. Just joking, it doesn't really mean anything. There was this, whose interview was it? Oh, I forgot what it was. Just an interesting interview that I watched.
What was it?
It's not even anything that interesting because a lot of people have probably said it. But it was like, it's just a car at the end of the day. Because it was a genius interview, like where they talk about the thing and they like drove in a fancy, like a really fancy car, but they said, oh, I guess it's just a car at the end of the day.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I guess everyone already knew that.
Some people might not have.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You might. I probably didn't a couple years ago, a couple months ago.
I've never really been like that into cars, though, thankfully.
Yeah, like, but when I played Need for Speed on PlayStation, I like always thought, oh my gosh, Lamborghini, whatever cars, oh, yeah. Those ones.
Lamborghini,
so
Mercy,
cool.
Your bitch, she's so thirsty.
Need for Speed caused us all to have, I don't know.
Or Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it showed me that. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming along on this journey of thick, thin questions, raising Cane's drama. We hope you guys are all doing great.
Yeah, keep paddling along, and maybe even don't even paddle in the canoe anymore. Get one of those things that have four seats and you paddle through it. Or a jet ski. The camera just ended, so we need to go. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you later. Follow us on social media and subscribe to the podcast and share it with friends.
Oh, yeah, bye.